Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I don't think any shows have had issues getting this together than this one. This has probably been the most difficult technical difficulty I've put on so far, folks. But that's okay, because we're here finally. So as promised, as advertised, as we've been advertising, but it's not come to fruition yet, but today is going to happen. So today I am joined with my wife, Daria.
Hello.
Of the Square Circle Cafe. And of course, the other half of my, and my son, of course, the other half of Jazz and Sons Dream Masters in our upcoming Us and Them show, Sean Awesome.
Hello.
And there he is. So we're here today. We're going to do our, because the WWE, which is a wrestling company, which anyone who's lived under a rock probably knows who they are, but lived under a rock. Anyway, they're going to be doing a draft, taking their talents and so forth, and they're going to be rebranding everything. And they do this every so often to freshen up matches, and so things don't get, quote, stale. I think we can all agree, as you guys know, I haven't watched a lot of wrestling lately, or as much, or as not invested as... I've not been pleased with a lot of production, but my wife, still watches and stuff. So I thought it would be fun for us to pick a brand, and we're going to do our own draft using the roster of the WWE current to make our own roster. So Sean, awesome, my son, he is drafted Raw. My wife has chosen NXT, and I have SmackDown, which is on Friday. So Sean's on Mondays, wife's on Tuesday, I'm on SmackDown. So we'll start with Sean Austin getting the first pick.
What do you want?
Your first pick, sir, for the draft or what you're doing, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Excellent. Do you want to see the roster?
No, I know who I'm dropping first.
So, that's enough. That's what we're doing now.
Well, my first draft pick.
Uh-huh.
From Ayr, Scotland, Drew McIntyre.
Oh, okay. So McIntyre is going to Raw. Isn't that exciting? Running down there on the first pick. So I wanted to let people know what I'm going to do is I did things kind of old school way doing things where I have did it the old, there was a wrestler back in the day called Vern Gagne. What he did is he took the top four on both heel and face, and then he took the next total of eight, top eight, and then the next eight broken into heel and face. That's how I did it as well, because I think if you have too many guys in the roster, people get lost in the shuffle. So just that's how I did my picks. So Sean picks Drew McIntyre. Why don't you pick another one also to go on? Actually, no, that's good. You pick that one. So round one, Sean's got Drew McIntyre. You watch SmackDown on Tuesdays.
SmackDown's Friday.
I mean, currently. Well, whatever they're going to do, rumor has it they're going to do away with the NXT model, which a lot of people aren't too happy with. But going with what we have right now, lovely life, who would you like to headline? Who is your pick first for your NXT?
ESG.
Which, for people who don't watch on a regular basis.
The strongest, the fastest, the great test, the smart test. Bianca Belair.
Okay, so Bianca Belair will be Daria's first, and she's going to write that down on her pad. Well, what I'm going to do is after this, I'm going to go to the technical aspects, and I'm going to go throw these together and see how that's going to work out with these three brands together. So the wife's got Bianca Belair, my wife, my son picked Drew McIntyre. Now it's my pick, and I'm going to draft with my first pick. I'm going to have to go with Karrion Kross as the first pick.
I don't think he wants him either.
I'm going to take Karrion Kross as left potential. All right, on your right.
Well, we all need a champion. I guess I choose the first one then. Sorry.
You can have your Roman Reigns. So, I'm going to Raw for those people who keep in track. You're up next.
Now I'll follow up with some of the waivers for the championship. That is Finn Balor.
Finn Balor going the next year again. All right, excellent. So I, with my third pick, also tag teams will count as one draft pick. We'll do that too. But that's just going down the line. Now I'm going to put a match with pretty much anyone, and that would be the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I wanted this mic. I didn't know we'd go that.
You're next.
I know this. I should do some for Tiny. And, sorry, Mom, just because their name doesn't mean anything, I'm going to take them. MSK.
MSK going to Sean, going to SmackDown, Raw, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's okay, because that gives my boys a chance to regain the titles they never lost, which is Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan.
Okay, good, good. So my next pick is a faction pick, so this is going to be across the board, and I am choosing my next pick, the entire faction known as Imperium from the United Kingdom, from UK. Thank you very much. I'm getting fingers so you guys know. No one is happy with my choice, apparently.
Go in that direction, what you just said, honey, because people can take it the wrong way.
They know what I meant, and I'm pretty certain they are.
Not the way you pronounced it.
Listen. They were telling me I was number one, ladies and gentlemen, as always.
You're up number one.
You got it.
I shall choose the number one superstar on the roster right now. Because my people know how to respect him.
You're the government.
Messiah. Seth Rollins.
Rollins is going to Raw. Okay. You're up, love.
Okay, well. And Oney Lorcan needs some good opponents, and I can't separate a couple, so I'm going with Street Profits.
Hmm.
A couple.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, wait, Montez and Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Like Angelo.
You know, yeah, so I'm up next. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose a strong woman to lead our faction. If we've got a women's division, you need a woman who is tough enough and who can probably beat legitimately not only the women, but probably most of the men as well. And I'm going to have to go with the addition herself. I'm going to go with the great Shayna Baszler.
You can have her.
See, I know he's probably still going to be on the table, so I'm going to select my original pick later. But right now, I realize I actually don't have a woman on the roster. So, what am I going to say? Yeah, I know who I'm taking. Raquel Gonzalez.
Raquel Gonzalez going to Raw, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure, there goes my dream match.
Okay.
My next pick was going to be Rhea Ripley.
Oh, Rhea Ripley going to NXT. Daria's NXT. All right. That's good. Coming to SmackDown near you, we're going to have
anytime today would be nice.
I am going to have to go with, I'm going to go with the Beast Incarnate himself, Brock Lesnar.
Take him.
God damn it.
Take him.
That was my pick.
Him.
I was
going to
choose him.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Bitch.
Okay.
Well, I guess then I should take another woman, which means, Becky Lynch. And yes, I'm not breaking up a couple either.
You're lucky, because I was going to choose her, but I did not, because I personally think, yeah, good.
Well, I don't want to risk losing him up to the main roster. I want to keep him in NXT because he's one of the top stars down there, even though you don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
As well as his wife, I'm keeping the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is... people know who that is, so people
way,
don't know.
The way, of course, is consisting of mom and dad, Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae, daughter Indy Hartwell, and son Austin Theory.
Okay. So now that's my pick, and with my pick, I'm going to choose someone who I think you could do something with if you do it properly. I'm going to go with Dexter Lumis.
Ah,
as a mid-range guy, not a top-range guy, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll be sorry.
I think Dexter is good, but I think he's...
husband.
Anyway, not a couple yet.
So... I have heard he's protested coming up to the main roster, but with my next pick, he is coming up to the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
From NXT, Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, okay. Actually, Tommaso. Mm-hmm. All right. Sweetheart, you're up next.
Well, I think he has a lot of potential. He got to build it up. So my next one is Dominic Mysterio.
I appreciate that.
I love Dominic versus Johnny Gargano.
I appreciate you picking that kid because that's good.
Yeah.
All right. That was cute. The wife, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, stop. My next pick, Biz is going to need someone to combat with. And someone who I think can probably do something. I'm going to go with Toni Storm.
Hmm.
Mm. You're up.
Hmm. Oh. Well, he's got no one to tag with right now, seeing as his other half is in other places. So I shall take the father, Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio going to Raw.
Oh.
Your next love.
NXT's hottest female right now, Frankie Monet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What's that guy's name, that's what?
I don't want him. I'm saying her.
Right there, he's going to follow her.
All right, so with my next pick, I'm going to go with... I think you need a good heel. You need a good tag team. And with all of that being said, I'm going to go with United Champion Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya.
Well, then I'll trade Carmelo Anthony.
You can take Carmelo Anthony.
Wrong one.
Okay, you're up. You're up.
I know this.
Excellent.
Well, I guess then I should also take a champion from across the pond.
How?
By taking Pete Dunne, of course.
Okay.
He was the United Kingdom champion.
Okay, you're right. He was former. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. Naomi.
Naomi.
Naomi is a star in the making to be great on the roster.
Hmm. Naomi going to NXT. And I'm going to take... well, you know what? I only have two women. I have one tag team thus far. So, with my next pick, I'm going to take the Viking Raiders.
Mm.
You're up.
Well, Mom, I expected you to take them by now, but I guess they're mine. Taking the New Day entirely with Big E.
Yes, it is.
New Day going into Raw, ladies and gentlemen. My wife's up next.
All right. Well, he already has him on his roster. Let's see how he does on his own. What I take is two right-hand men. I'm taking the Usos.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right. So with my pick, I think Dexter is going to look only on the mid card. So I need someone to compete with someone who can believable go with it. And I'm going with Samoa.
That's mid card, folks.
Because Samoa Joe, all honesty, Samoa Joe could probably go in the top as well. But I believe Dexter Lumis would like Samoa Joe in the mid card to boost him up. But remember, the reason why you have the people underneath the top four is because those guys will take over for the guys above. People like Brock Lesnar, for example, he may not work a lot because he might be an attraction, so to speak. Only once in a while I might bring him out. But someone like a Samoa Joe can take over that spot with his accents and so forth, which is why you have those four backups on each side. All right, sir, it's your up.
It should. And they're going to take defending tag team titles. I'm taking Riddle and Randy Orton.
Oh, thank God. By all means.
Bask in his glory, for he is limitless. I'm going with Keith Lee.
Fuck. Nice. All right. And my next pick. Anywho, we need another female here, I think. And for a female, I think you need someone like, well, I think you need Asuka on our side of things.
Well, Asuka, who was a Royal Superstar, not just on SmackDown, I shall snipe another SmackDown female, Sasha Banks.
Well, by all means. You're up, love.
The current NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Io Shirai and Zoe Stark.
Excellent. Pick for the women, I'm going to have to go with the top of the women's division. I'm taking the Raw Women's Champion. That would be Charlotte Flair.
So wouldn't Charlotte and Becky swap titles? Theoretically.
You're up, sir.
Wow. Let's go to the tag team.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm calling another team to the main roster. Because MSK also needs some people.
Who?
I'm bringing up the Grizzly Veterans.
Ooh. Grizzly Young Veterans.
Oh, Joaquin Wild. Electra Lopez as of last night.
Cool. And let me specify, because I did not say, I did say Imperium earlier, which these guys know who that is. Not everyone might not know. Imperium consists of Walter and Fabian Urchner and Raquel Barthel. Anyway, back to my pick anyway. So anywho, now, well, since you have Pete Dunne, I need a workhorse, someone who looks believable and whatnot, and I'm going to bring up Timothy Thatcher.
Well, since you took Phantasma, I guess I'll take who they're dealing with right now. The current faction of the NXT North American Champion, Hit Row.
Keeping that couple together. That's what you did there. So, card range, and I don't know what assistant I'm going to be going up, Cameron Grimes.
No. So,
exactly.
Can I just mention that earlier I drafted the University of Bobby?
Yeah.
And it's like,
what did you say, Bob Lashley? That's terrible.
Well, since he broke up with The Miz, I think he'll be better with his wife and entertaining more person.
That's good. So now with the next pick, I am going to go with the card. I'm going to go with the guy who I think is highest underrated and deserves a run.
He took his first winner. I shall take the former United States champion, Sheamus.
Ooh, I should have been Sheamus. Yep, love.
All right. Well, I'm going to have spoiled on my roster.
Oh, yeah.
King Nakamura.
Good wood. King
Nakamura.
Anywho, my next pick with that, I'm going to go with... Now, I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to go with, actually, I'm going to take MVP as the former of the Hurt Business, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton
Benjamin, like you said, Hurt Business is coming to SmackDown as a team.
I'm Dusty Rhodes.
You can do that. I have to be on the map of roster.
Oh. Well, it's not active either.
Well, you
know.
Damian Priest and Karrion Kross. Anywho. Yeah.
I know. Let me know if I also have the NFL championship, because I got knocked for more.
Yeah, I just said. You took the Intercontinental Contest, and I brought up the North American title.
Next pick, folks. It's going to be something. I'm going to get a lot of eye rolling for the next one. You can't. He is on the Raw.
He is.
He's there. But
John Cena.
saying it too?
Yeah, he's bolstering people.
So John Cena is going on Raw, gentlemen. First,
he is.
You're up.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
That's ascended.
I went with Carmella as my next for the win. Well, I guess it's that Boston, you know, part of me.
You know, she's really more. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Dasha, I have shows.
You already have her. Yeah. Okay,
so that's it.
All right. Next.
It's Liv Morgan. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
No, you said Carmella.
It's Carmella. It's your turn.
It's my turn. All
right.
I never said that you wrong.
You're right.
You got 2,000,000. He needs somewhere to go. So I'm picking up things.
Hey,
you need a knife.
A knife, yeah. All right.
Cool.
They bring up Kyle.
He sounds right. Russ. Adam Cole.
It's a free agent. I don't think
it's Friday afternoon.
Right now. So, as
tagging partners.
So that's cool. And Mustache Mountain comes to the tag team.
Who is the Mustache Mountain?
Tyler B. Trevor and Tyler B. and Trent.
There you go. Let's try.
I'm looking at the wrong.
Okay, Carter.
Carter. Carter. Katie Carter.
Coffee is
Well, coming to SmackDown.
I don't know how many picks I have left, because I didn't do the exact same format you did.
You said the, that's how I keep track.
Actually,
that's how you make sure you have...
How many, eight in each, right? How many categories do you have?
I have four and four. So, four heels.
I know. But, like, where do you place them? How many do you have?
Four on each. Four heels.
I know that. With categories. Like, top mid-card.
Like this.
How many do you have?
What do you mean? Top one is top eight. Next,
right.
Then the next eight.
Eight,
and then it goes to whatever else you want to do. I did men, top eight, top men, mid-card men, women. I just did a total of eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 18.
Four and four, so you can have a full division. Technically, you get by with six teams, really. I feel like maybe one more, but I'm a huge tag team fan, so. That's why that says.
Well, I'm really drawing a blank right now on who to pick. Can't really remember.
Oh, whoever one's picked already?
No, I can't remember who I can choose. You can assume, but you can't remember.
Look at the little one.
You look at
the
arrow over the shoulder, man. You have a computer.
Little look at the roster.
Wife's not letting the boy look at the roster. By the way, folks, I picked everybody, and I'm done.
What is that you just printed out?
It didn't print out well.
So then he can still look at them?
He can try, yeah. He can look at this if you want. Try to look at this, definitely.
Here you go. Just try to look at these, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try to look at this. Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely drafting Greg Hamilton as a wrestler.
You can have it. You need a ring announcer.
I'm just using the one who's on Raw.
Oh, okay.
And see, I'm like, you guys, I'm not going to waste time with drafting. Oh, yeah, I didn't draft Beth Phoenix as a commentator.
Mm.
She's actually going to wrestle.
Ouch.
Wow. How did you guys forget about her?
Who?
Bailey.
I didn't forget about her.
Said she's out with an injury.
Man, I didn't forget
injury.
About her.
I'm bringing her.
I didn't forget about her. I didn't want her. That's
me
why.
Either.
You're up, love.
Nia Jax.
I already have Nia Jax.
You did?
Remember,
yeah.
I
oh,
booked
that's right.
Nia Jax.
That's right.
All right.
Let's see.
Well, I guess I'm done.
Well, I guess this will be my last pick then. There's plenty of people I want to pick. Please make it a good one.
So this will conclude this part of the show, and then after this, I will.
I have to say, she doesn't get enough love, and I want to give her some more love. Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke, that's a good one.
Hurry up.
Huh? You didn't take her, did you?
She's right there.
I'm very funny. Hey, no, he didn't. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah?
It's your turn.
Oh, no, I have no more picks left.
Okay, then. Well,
unfortunately.
Then
so that would conclude our draft properly. So what we're going to do it. What I'm going to do is off-air, obviously. I'm not going to do it now, but I'm going to go through the rosters using our system we use, my son and I, for Jerry Masters, where I'm going to take and put these superstars on each of our shows. And then that way we can track of which show is the best of the best and see how this works out. I also want to point out the people who no one picked. I want to wrench in those names.
Right.
No one chose Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go through all the people no one picked.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure there's good reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I have mine. So.
I don't want them.
For the record, all of the champions have been chosen, rightfully so. Even Reggie. Yep. All the champions with the exception of the Cup. I have him as Mustache Mountain.
Actually.
So those not chosen are A Kid, Akira Tozawa.
Actually, Put some amount on that.
What?
Not every champion was chosen. Because if you remember earlier, I said I stripped Bobby of his title.
That's right.
Which means the WWE Championship is floating. Uh-huh. No one has it.
That's good.
No one's claimed it.
That's good.
So it goes to one of you two.
Good for you. Anyway, Akira Tozawa was not chosen. Alicia Taylor was not chosen. Andre Chase was not chosen. Angel Garza was not chosen. Ashton Smith, never heard of him. And you chose Bailey your last pick. Okay. No one chose Byron Saxton, Michael Cole, or Corey Graves, because they're all clownfish. No one chose Commander Aziz. Or Dini Luna. Dave Mastiff. David Otunga. No one chose Dolph Ziggler. Now, I want to be specific. I really like Dolph Ziggler, and I really like Bobby Roode. But Dolph Ziggler's been around a long time, and at this point, they haven't figured out what to do with him yet. And I like Dolph Ziggler's work, for the record. And Bobby Roode, I think, has a lot of great stuff. But by now, nothing has happened with Dolph. And he's great in the ring with a lot of the things. But if you're going to make a roster, you want people who can believably be champions and consistently. And Ziggler is a transitional champion for the most part. Also, no one chose Amber Moon, correct?
Oh, breaking news. Pat McAfee has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, look at that. Your guy tested positive.
All right. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this show has been a lot of fun and whatnot. So we're going to do this, and because this was our main focus today and whatnot, and I have a lot of work to do by compiling all of this, I am now going to call this early because this was the main function of this. And not long from now, in a little bit, I will give you guys updates periodically on how these mock shows are going, these drafts. In the meantime, may all your dreams come true. I will talk to you guys soon, and be safe, everyone. Everyone want to say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, everyone. Peace. Take care.